Perry had a population then of about what?
Whenever it was, they began to take the first serious populations, which would have been in the late 30s sometime. The city seemed to me had a benchmark of 5,000 people. Anything less than that, you were a town. Perry wanted to be a city. So jokingly, we said they went to the cemetery and looked on tombstones to make sure he was alive or dead after the first of the year somehow, and in order to have 5,000. I don't think we brag about Perry having a population much different than that over the last 50 years.
31, you were 10, so in the early 30s, what would have been a form of entertainment, radio, a big thing in your life?
No, it was becoming when I was a teenager. My grandfather had a radio since he had money. We didn't have a radio at home. And at that time, he lived on a farm. It was battery operated. It just had a 6-volt battery that ran the radio. He didn't have electricity. And that was a big thing.
So what did you do for entertainment here as a young boy in Perry?
Young boys don't need much imagination to have entertainment. Of course, I like to make things, and I made what would today be called a skateboard, but I made it out of a skate. Took my skate apart and nailed it on a 2x4 and made me a skateboard.
And that would have been in the 30s.
Yeah. Used the sidewalk out in front of the house, which had bumps in it. I would fall and skin my knees.
And if you'd only patented that back then.
Yeah. I was a teenager before I got my first bicycle. I wasn't large for my age, but somehow my folks bought me a 24-inch bicycle. And about that time, 27-inch bicycles came along, and I was terribly embarrassed by driving a girl's bicycle. But I had to do that. As long as I rode a bicycle, I think I quit somewhere along about my sophomore or junior year in high school. I quit riding a bicycle because I was embarrassed to have to ride a 24-inch.
About your father, was he anxious to teach you?
I think my father taught me by leaving me alone and making things available to me, but I can't recall. He must have shown me, because somehow I learned how to be a blacksmith and certainly to run a lathe and welding. Somehow I learned those things, but I don't really recall him leaning over my shoulder, but he must have. At that age, you know, I thought I was doing it all myself, instant knowledge. But, yeah, he taught me to be a blacksmith, to be able to heat treat metal, to make a chisel. Actually, one of my first activities was start the forge fire in the morning, fire up the forge. That was one of the first things that I can recall he taught me. Something a blacksmith had to do every morning is start the forge fire. And so I got to learn how to do that, and that was a big mark as far as I was concerned very early. Then it wasn't long till I was somehow learning to forge a piece of metal. And he bought me some woodworking tools that we put in the basement. We made a jigsaw out of an old sewing machine. I took a sewing machine, took a needle out of it, and put a jigsaw blade in there and turned it upside down and made a jigsaw out of it. That was the sort of thing that somehow I just had the wherewithal to, if something was laying there, make use of it and do it. I did have a woodworking lathe in the basement of our house, so I learned how to work wood about the same time as metal, but the wood I could do without help and assistance. And being in somebody's road, it was a place I could get out and do it myself. So Woodworking was my first skilled activity, I guess. Not too long after that came welding and machine shop.
So that would have been about ages
9, 10, woodworking. Yeah, before I was a Boy Scout. Because by the time I got to be a Boy Scout, I could do all the woodworking stuff. I knew how to do all that.
People in your family must have said, wow, this guy is going to invent something.
No. Just get out of a rope. Leave me alone, Ed.
Out of elementary, you were into junior high school and on into high school here in Perry.
Yes.
You recall some of your high school days and what you were interested in?
I enjoyed the science classes and chemistry. At that point in time, they let you have a chemistry lab, and you got to do with a lot of chemicals in the lab. Learned how to make hydrogen sulfide on the sly. Those sort of things. And math and manual training. I love manual training because I could ace it. I tried athletics, never was that good that I made the teams, although I got a uniform. I did do band all through high school, but I never got any further than fourth chair.
What'd you play?
Trumpet. My difficulty was I got children of my own. I got to bragging about trumpet playing about how good I was, trying to encourage them to do the same. By that time, I'd sold my trumpet much earlier because I needed the money. And some guys out here found that trumpet and gave it back to me in front of a large crowd in an auditorium and asked me to play it. But to my salvation, they had put a valve in backwards so there was no way to play it. I'd blow with nothing come out, so I could blame it on the valve. But thank goodness it was in that way, because I've tried to play it since and it doesn't sound good at all. So So humming is okay, and I've sung in a choir. The instrument playing way down on my list of skills, if at all.
You graduated from high school in what year?
38.
1938.
Mm-hmm.
You had a theater here, a movie theater.
Yes.
You recall going to that and even movies you saw and stars?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I told you about the theater they had upstairs, the Opera House. I recall being in there and seeing a silent movie where the lady played the piano down front. When the horses ran, she'd play the piano faster. And then the early movie, the first...
Talkies, I guess they started to refer to
correct.
Them.
We're in a place downstairs from that that is built later after that opera house, which was called the Annex. They made it into a theater. They took what had been a grocery store or something down before and made a theater out of it. A great step from a gal playing the piano to where you had voice coming from the screen.
And that was right across the street from your courthouse
here. Yes, right on the square. At that time, a lot of towns that were surveyed by the Corps of Engineers in the Cherokee Strip were built on the same plan to where there would be a government square in the middle of the community. The Corps of Engineers laid those out for Enid and what would later be Newkirk and Ponca City and the rest of them. They're sort of disappeared along the line, but certainly Enid and Perry are characteristic, as are some other towns in the Cherokee Strip, of the Corps of Engineers putting government offices in that so-called government acre.